The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Our resident chef is going to talk all things brunch. We're joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Amantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Up podcast. Gareth, good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings.
I'm very delighted to be here. How's it going?
It's going very well, particularly since you've handed me a pancake and maple syrup and crispy bacon.
Yeah, and really, I thought we'll start off with a bit of a brunch idea. We won't always be doing breakfast and brunch, but I thought the perfect way to kick it off. So there's always a decision to be made about when you're having pancakes. So do you go after the world of the nice thin
French crepe? Is it a crepe or is it something else?
Exactly, but these are definitely the American-style pancakes. And a couple of ingredients that are a must are the buttermilk, the crispy bacon, and of course, good quality maple syrup. But what you're going to need is 8 slices of smoked streaky bacon. And as you can see there, I cooked them really crisp.
Yeah. They'll snap.
Literally, they snap, exactly. And the key to that is after you take them, after you grill them underneath the grill, take them out, throw them onto some kitchen paper. And as they cool, they'll get more crisp. That's kind of what happens with them. Good quality Canadian maple syrup. And then for the pancake batter, you need 3 eggs, 200 grams of plain flour, a heaped teaspoon of baking powder, 100 mils of buttermilk and a pinch of salt. If you've no buttermilk, regular milk and a spoonful of yogurt will do the same job if you can't get it. But it's
okay. What function does the buttermilk have?
It kind of gives that little bit of acidity in the pancake, I think, along with the baking powder makes it rise, and it'll just make them a little bit more rich. Easy as anything to make. You just add the eggs and the buttermilk into a bowl, give them a little bit of whisk. Then you add in the flour, the baking powder, a pinch of salt and a pinch of sugar, and just again whisk it till it's a smooth batter. Let it sit there for 10 minutes. That just lets the baking powder activate. And then you want a medium-sized non-stick pan. Put it on a medium heat. Spray or brush a little bit of oil in there and then a knob of butter. And then you want to just take a spoon and drop golf-sized spoonfuls of pancake mix.
Yeah, because these are small. They're about, 3.5 inches
ball
across.
Kind of like they end up. Yeah. But don't start too big because as they heat, they will start to expand a little bit and you'll see the bubbles starting to form. When you see that, you just take a spatula, flip it over, another 2 or 3 minutes on that side, and then I say this all the time.
But so the texture should be such that it won't spread out over the whole pan.
It won't spread out, and it's thicker. I kind of think of like porridge, that type of consistency, where if I was talking about a crepe mix, I'd be telling you it's like a yogurt kind of consistency, if you like. And then all you do is cook them, put them onto a warm plate that you put a little pot on the stove with a drop of water with a plate sitting on top, which will keep the plate warm. And then just make your way through, make them, serve them up with the maple syrup and the crispy bacon. I threw a few berries in there because I had them, and that's as easy as anything. Perfect.
I'm looking forward to lunch. Brunch, I suppose,
exactly.
I should call. Anyway, let's talk about the second one, which is boxty potatoes with burn smoked salmon, creme fraiche, and a poached egg.
Yeah, so this is a real classic kind of American-style brunch recipe, but with a bit of an Irish twist. So a boxty potato, which is basically just a potato cake. So for the boxty, you need 250 grams of mashed potato. So if you made mash for dinner last night, this is perfect to use up. Then I want you to grate 250 grams of raw potato. So peel your potato, grate. Then after you've grated it, pop it into a tea towel and twist the tea towel. And as you twist the tea towel, you see all the starchy water.
Okay, so you're creating flakes, little.
Yeah. So you grate it and then in, and then you twist and twist and twist. You get rid of all the water. You mix that in with the mash, along with a bunch of spring onion that's chopped. Then you go in with 220 grams of flour, a teaspoon of baking soda, a teaspoon of salt, 250 mils of butter, and a little bit of oil for frying. So what you're left with, again, is this thick pancake mix, which is potato and raw potato based.
And what consistency does that
again
have?
Kind of like porridge. It's quite thick, and as you see as it sits there, the baking powder will start to do its thing along with the buttermilk, and it'll kind of bubble up a little bit. And then you cook them exactly the same as you do for the buttermilk pancakes that I said before, except this time you want it from a low to medium heat, and you need to cook them a little bit longer because remember we've some raw potato in there. So three or four minutes on either side, turn them over, another 3 or 4 minutes. I love to serve this with some smoked salmon or indeed some smoked trout, a little bit of creme fraiche and a poached egg. Quickly tell you how to poach an egg. Your biggest pot that you have in the house, fill it up till it's nearly up to the top, and put it on a simmer. What I mean by that is the water should be moving in the pan. So like, not like a rapid boil, because that'll break the, just that it starts to move. And then what I want you to do is take a spoon, give the pot of water a stir, and then crack your egg into a small little cup.
So the water's moving as your egg goes in.
In a circle.
Yeah.
And then you crack your egg into a cup. I'd crack it straight into the water, but just to understand the process, into a cup, and then just tip it into the middle where it's swirling. And what happens is you get that beautiful teardrop shape.
So it's the centre of the eddy.
Exactly.
It goes in there.
So as it goes in there, you'll see that the egg will spin a little bit and you'll get that beautiful teardrop shape that we get on poached eggs.
That's a chef's tip.
Exactly.
It?
I'm always asked as a chef how we get them like that. And again, fresh eggs will always poach much better. If you crack the egg into a cup and there's loads of water, I would say just grab a sieve and get rid of that water and then just poach the egg and you'll have... That's a real winner of a dish.
Now, how do you know when it's done? Because, you know, you poach an egg and then it turns out to be a hard-boiled egg, really.
Yeah, a slotted spoon. Like a poached egg will take anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes. So if you just put your slotted spoon up, lift it up that it's just out of water, give it a little touch. It should be firm enough that you can't push your way through it, but still a little bit soft. And then you need a plate on the side with some... kitchen towel, take it out onto the kitchen towel, because there's nothing worse when you order poached eggs and there's all water on the plate. That's a big no-no.
Sloppy egg.
Yeah, no, there's no need for that.
By the way, you talk about burn smoked salmon. Are these wild salmon nowadays, or is it all farmed?
A lot of it is from Clare Island. It's a farmed organic salmon. So, you know, Brigitte Curran does a wonderful job over there on the west coast of Ireland. Farms or gets smoked amazing
salmon.
Probably
impossible to get wild salmon these days.
You get a little bit of it during the summer now, but I mean, commercially... it's very hard to get, but I use this one because Brigitte, really the process is, she sources organic salmon, so it's as good as you're going to get. But also smoked trout as well, I think, is a really great option if you don't eat smoked salmon. But
okay, great the product. Third one, Bircher Muesli. What's Bircher?
Yeah, Bircher Muesli is really overnight oats. That's kind of what has its new term. But this recipe I actually got the Swiss national football team are stainless. And it's from, Bircher Muesli is a Swiss
the
recipe.
Home of Muesli, yeah.
So this recipe is about as authentic as you're going to get, because I got it off a Swiss chef. So it's 100 grams of porridge oats or rolled oats, 40 grams of mixed nuts, whatever you like, cashews, pecans, almonds, really whatever you like there. A teaspoon of chia seeds, a quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon, two good tablespoons of a natural Greek yogurt, 100 mils of milk. I actually like to use coconut milk here, not because I have any allergies. I just like the flavour. A teaspoon of honey or maple syrup, one orange that I want you to peel and then take the segments out. So top and tail the orange, remove the skin, and then just run your knife in down along where the oranges break, and you get these beautiful little segments with no pith. A couple of raspberries and blueberries if you have them, and then grate an apple, and then you just put all that into a bowl, mix it up, leave it in the fridge overnight, and then tomorrow what happens is all the oats just swell up and it thickens up slightly, and just before I serve it then, I just slice a banana on the top. I don't like to put banana in if I'm leaving it overnight.
Well, the stuff you buy often has dried banana in it. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, either the way, and I love a little bit of fresh banana on top, but if you put banana in overnight, it kind of goes a little bit dark and colour.
You know when people will go to maybe a hotel buffet and there'll be this bowl full of grain, and then you add whatever liquid, be it oat milk or coconut milk or dairy milk or whatever you add to it. I mean, that doesn't soften anything. You're eating a mouthful of nuts and bolts, you know?
More or less, yeah. And this is just a much nicer way to get it. I mean, the granola that you're talking about, when it's toasted and roasted up, is much nicer with a big dollop of yogurt. But sometimes there's a dry muesli on there. You'll be pleased to hear I don't put dry muesli on my buffet for that very reason. We put on some, we have some beautiful toasted granola on there. It does eat really well with yogurt. But Bircher Muesli, give it a go. If you've kids that play sports, this is an absolute winner.
It'll keep them going right through the game, yeah.
Loads of fat, loads of carbs in it. Really delicious. Don't be shy with the honey. Get it nice and sweet. Or have a bowl full of this after you get out for a big walk this morning.
Is your rooftop open yet?
I'm glad you asked me that. We're in the throes of just getting ready now. So we'll open mid to the end of April, and I have a new idea coming with the food. I'm going to be going after the world of Mexico. So loads of exciting flavours coming to the rooftop in Dublin this year. So
very good. Gareth Mullins, who's executive chef at Anantara The Marker and the Forbes Street restaurant within that emporium, and also co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.